Trade-offs in quality when something is given away for free? Also, free internet radio and free unlimited access to movies, music, ebooks, and more. It's all next on the Free Stuff Show.
I like free stuff.
I like free stuff too.
We've been fans of freebies for years.
It's a hobby of ours, and we're always searching for the next free thing.
Join us on our quest for free stuff.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the Free Stuff Show. And welcome to the Free Stuff Show. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the show that's all about free. We're both into collecting free stuff wherever we can find it, and this is the podcast where we're going to tell you when, where, and how you can get free stuff too.
Today, we'll discuss the potential trade-offs in quantity and quality when getting something for nothing. We'll also tell you how you can subscribe to get free internet radio and a 30-day trial of free movies, music, and photo storage.
Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobCastCentral.com. Employers, list your jobs for free at JobCast Central. No charge, no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. Go to www.JobCastCentral.com. We're always talking about free stuff, but what about the quality of the free stuff that we're going for? Is there a trade-off in quality when something is given away for free? Tommy, we've had this discussion a little bit earlier, and there are three possibilities for this. Now, sometimes free samples can really be the same quality.
Yeah, they could be. Well, it could be if the company is trying to give you an example of what the product could be, like a product sample.
Yeah, so the company wants you to have the best first impression of what they're selling. So when they're giving away a free sample, they're pretty much going to, for the most part, give you an actual sample of the product, right?
With all the same packaging and everything.
Yeah, it'll be the same packaging, pretty much the product itself in there. So it's going to be pretty much the same quality. It's going to be on par with what you'd regularly get.
Well, they don't want to give you a bad example of it, or else you wouldn't recommend the product.
That's true. So if they're doing some kind of market testing for it, they really want to get a real world sampling of how their product's going to do, right? So they're going to really give you the actual product, more or less. Now, I have heard of situations where they might, where a company will actually take a product and, say, for instance, on a tech product, sometimes they will take it and send it out to product testers and say, hey, this is what the product looks like, because they're looking for a really, really good review on the product. And then it turns out that the actual product that goes out later really isn't quite the same quality as the testing, as the one that they were sending out for testing.
Well, maybe it was a prototype.
Yeah, sometimes that's the case. And sometimes it can be a little worse, because the prototype may not be finished in its finished form. So sometimes you'll get one that's maybe a little worse quality. But usually the product packaging will be the same. The product itself will be the same inside. It'll usually be at least on par for that market testing. But sometimes it can be a little worse, or maybe a lot worse. We were just talking about prototypes, right?
Yeah.
There are some situations where a prototype that they're sending out for testing might actually be an unfinished product, or still kind of a work in progress, and there might be some bugs in it.
Well, isn't that what they call beta?
Beta testing, yeah. Some beta testers will sign up for a beta test so they'll have free product.
That's understandable, because it's still in production. So you can expect a better product, but if you like what you see in the beginning, then you can only hope for the best.
True, True. And it gives them a chance to work out the kinks. But if someone is sending out a sample for review, like if somebody's going to, say, send a tech product out or some other kind of product out to a blogger so they can review it, and if it's full of bugs and it might get a bad review, and sometimes that does happen because it was just an eval version and not the full product. So it can go either way, but it is possible to get a worse version of a free product. The free product might be worse. Another example is, say, if you ever go to trade shows, you and I have gone to Hamfest before, and because we're both ham radio operators, and sometimes you'll get some free giveaways and add-ons and things like that.
Like at cons and convention stuff.
Yeah, sometimes at cons, at comic book conventions and that sort of thing. And sometimes those free trinkets and things are really just kind of
giveaways.
Yeah, just
kind of like throwaway stuff.
Yeah, just throwaway free stuff that they, cheap stuff that they give you. And the quality may not be very good. But the reason they do that is it's just kind of an add-on to entice you to purchase the product that they're selling. And sometimes they'll give something extra away that's just a trinket, kind of a cheap trinket with an actual product that they're selling, because it makes the product that they're selling appear to have more value than it actually does. And where it actually, the free item really doesn't add any real value because it's just a really cheap product, but it appears to enhance the value of that product. That can happen too. Although there are some situations where sometimes they'll give away a real good free add-on, and it makes that product really more valuable because it is a better add-on freebie. Another example of where a product can be worse is, say, for instance, if you go to... Well, you have a story. You have a story about a product that turned out to be really, really cheap.
Well, it's more your story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Someone invited us to join a wholesale buyer's club, and they had us go to the presentation to look at the things that they are advertising and what they have in store. So our parents were going to go in for 90 minutes, going to go take this tour, and my sister and I had to sit there and wait for them at the lobby. And it took an hour and a half, and what they offered was a free tablet and a chance to win a $100 gift card. And so we waited the full hour and a half, probably even more, and we got out, and they handed us the tablet, and we got in the car, and we looked at the code, first of all, for the gift card. And what we got was a $5 gift card, and probably essentially worthless compared to what they went through. And for the tablet, we opened the box, and it was a cheap, I don't even know if you could call it a tablet, more of like a piece of junk. It's only functional if it's plugged into the wall, and it had a charger that, it wasn't a USB charger, it was some other charger. It was just a knockoff, just kind of a bootleg, I guess.
Yeah, it was a cheap Chinese knockoff to make it look like it was some kind of an iPad or something.
Yeah.
But it really was just basically
it had junk. The Android logo on it and the Android box, but I mean, the box was nice, nicer than the actual product.
It was about a $5 tablet or something,
yeah.
and they were advertising it to be worth a couple hundred dollars or
yeah.
something. But that's definitely an example of when it's not worth it, to sit through a 90-minute presentation, and then the trinket you get barely even works. but you know what? Sometimes it can actually be better. Sometimes the free item can be a better deal. And sometimes you don't even realize it's a better deal until much, much later.
Decades.
Yeah. Well, the example?
McDonald's toys or Burger King toys. In kids' meals, they give these cheap little toys that are discontinued after a while. And collectors, they're sought after by collectors because if they're kept in storage and kept in good condition for years and years and years, decades, after a while, they'll become very valuable.
They can. They can. Sometimes they don't, but sometimes they do. Sometimes they become real collector's items. They can be mm-hmm. worth quite a bit of money.
You can sell those online or at auctions for a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, it just kind of depends on what it is. So the bottom line is there a trade-off in quality when something is given away for free?
It's kind of a – it's you're taking a chance.
It depends, really. It really does depend on – it depends on the free item, and it depends on the situation.
Sometimes it just pays to pay.
Sometimes. Anyway, well, we have some free items to tell you about this week, and I think both of them are pretty good deals. But before we get to them, we do need to read the disclaimer. Some free offers we talk about on the Free Stuff Show may be related to affiliate or referral programs from which we may receive a small commission. However, many are not, and we aren't going to recommend anything to you that we wouldn't try out or use ourselves.
Yeah, everything that we talk about on the show is either something that we have tried or used or would use if we needed or wanted it.
And that's our promotion disclaimer. So having said that, here are a couple of freebies of the week. You have the first one. Go ahead.
The first one is Stitcher, which is free internet radio. Are you tired of downloading multiple podcasts on your computer or phone and having to select them individually? Then you might want to check out Stitcher. Stitcher is a free app allowing you to listen to thousands of podcasts and radio stations on the go or at home. All you have to do is sign up or download the app on your phone, then pick a few stations to subscribe and start listening. Some of my favorites are podcasts such as Nintendo Teens, Nintendo Pulse, and D-Rez for gaming. Tech podcasts include The Force Field, The Two-Way Radio Show, and the Tech Fetish podcast. And to keep yourself updated on recent events, the news is also available to listen to. And also try checking out the Free Stuff Show on Stitcher, too. So go ahead and download Stitcher and start listening to those free shows.
And you can click on the Stitcher icon at www.thefreestuffshow.com. The Free Stuff Show is, of course, on Stitcher Radio, so you can actually subscribe to it from Stitcher, and it's free. So you can download Stitcher to your PC or mobile phone or a tablet or even listen to it in your car, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Any cars that you can download apps on or connect your phone to.
All right. Sounds good. That's Stitcher, and it's free. Well, here's my freebie of the week. I do quite a bit of shopping on Amazon. I can find out just about anything I'm looking for at Amazon.com and at amazingly low prices. But the only issue is the shipping. Although some of the items I purchase qualify for free shipping, a lot of them don't, and the free shipping is ground only on those items. So if I need it right away, I'm kind of stuck. It's not always an acceptable option for me. Fortunately, there's Amazon Prime. For only $99 a year, I can get all of the two-day shipping I want, plus unlimited access to Amazon Prime movies, music, ebooks, and more. However, I still have to pay an annual subscription fee, that $99. However, I signed up for an Amazon Prime 30-day free trial. All I had to do was sign up, and I got a free 30-day trial period with full access to Amazon Prime. Now, full access includes free 2-day shipping on millions of items and no minimum order on any of it. Instant access to Amazon Prime Video and streaming of over 40,000 movies and TV shows. Unlimited ad-free access to Amazon Prime Music and over a million songs and hundreds of playlists. Amazon Kindle's lending library and access to over 500,000 ebooks. And free unlimited photo storage with Prime Storage. Now, I don't really use the photo storage, but I have used the free shipping and the Amazon Prime Video, and that was 30 days of free unlimited use of all of that. Now, I did have to provide a credit card, but it wouldn't be charged a membership fee until the end of the 30-day period. So, I watched the clock on it, and just before the end of the trial, I canceled my trial subscription, and no fee was charged to me. I received 30 days of Amazon Prime absolutely free. Now, I think this is a great deal and a great way to get 30 days of free, unlimited access to all of this. But this is important. You do need to stay on top of the calendar with this. They will bill you for the $99 annual subscription at the end of the trial. However, as long as you remember to log in to your Amazon account and cancel your subscription in time, you won't have to pay it. Of course, if you like Amazon Prime, go ahead and pay the $99. Considering the unlimited two-day shipping, unlimited access to Prime movies and TV shows, music, e-books, and photo storage, it's a really good deal. Even if you use only a couple of Prime features, like I did, it is well worth the price. But don't take my word for it. Try the Amazon Prime 30-day free trial yourself. You can't beat that. And that's my freebie of the week.
Well, that's all the free stuff we have for this week. Join us each week for more free stuff and check out our website at www.thefreestuffshow.com, where you can read our blog and subscribe to our podcast to keep up with the latest free offers and promotions.
Remember, that's thefreestuffshow.com. If you just type in free stuff show without the word the in front of it, you'll wind up somewhere else on the net that you probably don't want to be instead of on our site where you do want to be. So be careful typing the URL and enter thefreestuffshow.com.
And if you find anything free that you want to share with us, you can email us at comments@thefreestuffshow.com.
You can subscribe to The Free Stuff Show on our website at thefreestuffshow.com or listen to us on iTunes, blueberry.com, or stream it to your mobile device on Stitcher Radio.
Well, that's it for our show today. Before we go, any other final thoughts?
From me?
Yeah.
I have plenty to say, but not enough time to say it. What about you?
No, nothing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you could join us today. Join us next time for more free stuff on The Free Stuff Show. Once again, today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, you can list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. No charge and no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. For the latest job listings or to list your jobs, go to www.JobcastCentral.com.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening, and until next time,
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy. And this is The Free Stuff Show.